الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers, ulama, and students, you'll agree with me that when a person only appreciates something, only values something when he goes through some sacrifice. Without sacrifice or pain, and a person does not appreciate it. Like a man today, if he gets an inheritance from his family, that money which he inherits, he will not appreciate it because he did not work for it. He just got it. Now, we got that kind of money, you must use it too. Because not in the value of this. He did not go through any pain of any kind, no sacrifice. He just got it through inheritance. Or a person doesn't want a lottery. A very big amount all of a sudden came in front of him. Now, those things he does not value it because he does not work very hard. But a person is very poor. And thereafter, he works very hard. And he earns that money, that person will definitely appreciate every cent. Because he went through the hardship of life. All the hardship he underwent. And thereafter he achieved whatever he achieved. He will look after it. He will not misuse it too. He will appreciate it. He may shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Likewise, the Quran has come to us the easy way. We did not have to go through any difficulties at all. No hardship at all. The Quran was present to us. Look into the Sahaba Ikram, what difficulties they underwent to receive the Quran Sharif. Then you'll come to realize that how easy the Quran came to us. And why they appreciated so much. And why not we are not appreciating the Quran Sharif. A small lad in Madinatul Munawwara, far from Madinatul Munawwara, he wanted to become a hafiz of Quran. He could not go to Madina Sharif. Caravan should come past. He stopped the caravan and asked the first thing, "Have you got any Quran ayat that I can learn from?" Every time some caravan comes, he asks them, he writes down that one ayat of the Quran and continuously read the Quran Sharif ayat. And years took thereby that he became a hafiz of Quran. Now you tell me how much of pain this person must have gone through to receive this holy Quran, and how strong it became in his heart too, because he went through the pain of sacrifice to receive the Quran. Now we, if you look at that we've got this, the Quran in front of us, you do not even appreciate it. What a great ni'mat. There is no ni'mat which is more great than the Quran. Do you know that? There is no ni'mat which is more great than the Quran Sharif. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, if anyone takes anything else besides the Quran Sharif to be higher than the Quran, he has shown disrespect to the Quran Sharif. The Quran is the word of Allah Ta'ala. Now just imagine the word of Allah Ta'ala, that how much you must try to appreciate it and look after it. And thereafter you must know this, but that this Quran, there is no ibadat which is more greater and which brings you more nearer to Allah Ta'ala than Holy Quran Sharif. A person reads the Quran all the time, and if he does not have time to make dua, but he reads Quran Sharif all the time, whatever he desires for Allah Ta'ala puts in more than, gives him more than that too. Because why he is reading that in the Quran Sharif? Because when the person recites the Quran Sharif, he's speaking to Allah Ta'ala. He's speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And a person listening to the Quran Sharif, he's listening to the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba Ikram, when they should listen to Waaz Nabi, the way they should sit and listen to the Quran or the Waaz Nabi, that the birds could sit in the head too. So much of respect. Now, when we read the Quran Sharif, which Allah has given us, how much of respect we're supposed to have before we read the Quran Sharif? Do you know what's the meaning of respect? We don't even know what's the meaning of respect. When we hold the Quran Sharif, you must ask yourself this question, Ya Allah, I'm not fit to read this Quran Sharif. I committed so much of sin, I did all the wrongs, yet you allowed me to read the Quran. You begin to talk to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you've been so kind to us. Today, if you have to go meet a very important person, you have to make appointment upon appointment. That you don't know whether you get the appointment. Ya Allah Ta'ala, would that appointment tell you, read to me, meet me all the time, because the person who reads the Quran is actually talking to Allah Subhanahu all the time. That person must only know they recite the Quran, talking to Allah Ta'ala. Then how is it possible that I'm going to leave the Quran and talk to someone else? In the masajid, you see today too, when a person reciting the Quran, he slowly reciting the Quran Sharif. While he's reciting the Quran Sharif, another person comes and sits next to him and talk to him. Now, when the person next to him talk to him, does not realize that he's caused harm to this person. Because he's talking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. First and foremost, we've got a very, very weak habit in us. That if someone reciting the Quran Sharif, we won't talk to that person, divert him away from Allah Ta'ala to us. Possible at that time when you're speaking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is a time of acceptance. And now you came in between and interfered. The doors of acceptance closed. Why? We do not understand it. Secondly, very important, the person who said in the Quran said, do not sit next to him when there's enough place in the masjid. When a masjid is big and the Quran being recited, one person sits now in the Quran said there. And while he's reciting the Quran Sharif, a person comes next to sit next to him now. This person, bichara, is reading Quran, he says, hey, one hafiz came next to me now. Khalas. Now he's worried now with his divert to from Allah Ta'ala to this person now. Now he's not hafiz Quran, but he's reading Quran, but he's worried now, am I reading right or wrong? You know, I've got hafiz next to me. You don't know it's a very big mistake that we are making. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day one of his murids, because his back was facing towards Hazrat Thani, he got up and went and sat next to a person reading Quran Sharif. He asked him, why did you leave me to read and go and sit next to him? He said, Hazrat, my back was towards you. He said, I understood that. But why you sat next to this person, the mosque is so big? Why did you sit next to him to read the Quran Sharif? You gave him taklif. You gave him taklif. You have taken his mind away from Allah Ta'ala towards you. And that is a very big thing, which you and I take as a small thing. We take it as small because we are not Allah Walas. If Allah Walas know when a person is in the Quran, they're talking to Allah. A special connection to Allah Ta'ala that is. When we read namaz, the Quran says we stretch our feet without any reasons. Without any reason, we stretch our feet. And we think we're reading a novel. Whereas the Quran is supposed to be read in a manner that is supposed to show total respect to the Quran. Total respect, oh Allah, I do not know how to make respect. You make istighfar after reading the Quran says too. A person recites the Quran, make istighfar after, Ya Allah, I did not read the Quran, I'm supposed to read the Quran. I did not fulfill the haqq of the Quran. But we are of this kind, there is no show the outward respect. The outward respect is not there. To the extent this much that when you read the Quran, say too, we must be very careful what we're doing. Not to put our mind to anything else. Only to talk to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and tell you something very, very necessary. Urgent. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, once was reading the Sunnat Namaz of his Fajr Namaz, and it so happened that Pirani Sahiba fell down, and someone came to him, Hazrat, she fell down. Now that was a necessary emergency. He broke his Namaz to go there. So here in Quran, to a person who said in the Quran, says, you must think he's speaking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It must not be that I am the cause of him that have turned him away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because we do not know value of Quran Sharif. So this Quran is something which is a very great ni'mat. Day and night you can make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You just heard the poem now too. You heard the nazam also. The most important thing, shukr means in which way? Shukr in which way? A man may shukr in which way? Shukr means the half of the Quran must think the only way I can make shukr is to read the Quran all the time. That I must not forget the Quran Sharif, because in the world, everyone wants to become hafiz. People are crying to become Hafiz. The mothers are crying, my son will become a Hafiz, or someone will become a Hafiz. I'm sorry that we try and live our best to look at it. Because who? Allah Ta'ala chunya. Do you know that chunya? He's chosen you. If you know you are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how you thank Allah Ta'ala? How do you thank Allah Ta'ala? There's so many people in the world. I know they come to me. My son has gone to this part of the world, that part of the world to become Hafiz, not become Hafiz. My son is a very intelligent child. And yet you find another child completely done. He become a Hafiz. Intelligent child become not become Hafiz. That's the kamal of Allah Ta'ala. The adal of Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala gives whoever he wants to give to. A poor child become Hafiz, and this child cannot become Hafiz. So we have to learn this, but the Quran is something, the respect of the Quran is to read the Quran. And not only to read the Quran, you may become example of the Quran. That's what he says. You know, he says, you take the tree, so many families to Jannat, so many Aziz to Jannat. Alhamdulillah, it's a very great achievement. To get that achievement is, is ni'mat ko qadar karo. Is ni'mat ko qadar karo. Appreciate this Quran. That person who recites the Quran all the time, in Jalalabad, in my time, in 1960s, Hazrat is one Khalifa, he should read 25 paras a day. 25 paras, it went to that extent that his lips stopped, he couldn't stop his lips at all. The lips were moving all the time. You know, Hazrat, what must I do? When I go to toilet too, what must I do? My lips are moving that time there too. Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat told him that when you still go in the toilet, at least hold your lips tight. Because your heart can move, but your lips will not move. If only that can come into us, my dear friends. Because to get this ni'mat, it says, you know, it takes 3 years. It takes 3 years to become Hafiz. It takes 3 months to forget the Quran. Allah mari ifadat tamah. Oh Allah, protect our Quran. Allah, use that. If you only know, apne aap ko pehchano. Recognize who you are. If you do not recognize yourself, who will recognize you? You have to recognize yourself that I'm a Hafiz Quran. Allah has chosen me. I must be different from others. There was a child, you know, he could not become Hafiz. Tried level, his father was so much pleased. I want him to become a Hafiz. I want to become Hafiz. So that Buzuk told him, okay, do me one favor. From today onwards, do not let your child eat outside food. I'm not saying outside food is haram. But Quran is Noor. And the Quran is Allah's Kalam. So he told that person, the father, do me one favor. You do not let your child eat outside food. Everything must be eaten at home. Now at home, everything is Bismillah. Everything is Subhanallah. Everything is Allah, Allah. So when the child began to read the eating the food of the home, in 1 year he became Hafiz Quran. And now today he's a Pakka Hafiz too. Pakka Hafiz. My husband should say, me Pakka Hafiz in our charter. I want to see a Pakka Hafiz. I do not want that Hafiz or Kachya Hafiz. And every father here knows, if he only understand what ni'mat your child, every father and mother knows, what ni'mat your child has got in his heart, you look after him like gold. Because you want him to take you to Jannat. If you want your child to take you to Jannat, then you must know this mother, you must look after your child like gold. You're looking after your child as becoming a doctor. You're looking after your child as becoming a whatever. But you're forgetting to look after the child, which is most important, the Hafiz Quran. Because this is a child, not in dunya also will be barakat for you. Akhirat will be taken to Jannat too. The Quran is something which protects you in this world. The Quran is something to protect you hereafter too. We do not know the value of every time one ayah to read, one love you read, one letter you read to, 10 sawab you get there too. People begin to say, what is 10 sawab? When you come to know the day of Qiyamah, when everything happens there, then you say, Nafsi, Nafsi, kya baat hai, what happened here now? When you become shortage of your amals, then you begin to think, Ya Allah, why I did not do all my good deeds in the world? Why I did not do the Quran Sharif? One person asked me this question sometime last week, then Mulana, in the month of Ramadan, what ibadat must I do? I told him this, but Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi should read one Quran in a day, and at night they run one Quran at night. Why did he read that? Because he knew the value of the Quran. I'm not telling you and I must read one Quran, but read as much as possible Quran as possible. It's a month of Quran. It's a month of sabr. The month of shukr. The month of sabr that makes sabr all other things. Let the food come afterwards. You can eat the food, eat the best food, but eat the food of the soul, which is most important. And the food of the soul is the Quran. The food of the soul is the Quran. As much as possible. And that's why I always say, in a month of Ramadan, you read the Quran as much as possible. No matter how much, remember one thing, that is too little. Hope Quran, padte raho. What happened to that? The barakat of the Quran, there will be no fight at home too. There's no misunderstanding too. And the biggest thing, you'll be kept away from ghibat, that biting. Because remember, in a month of Ramadan, every sin, the worst sin in a month of Ramadan is ghibat. Backbiting is the biggest sin in the month of Ramadan among the ladies. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's daughters, when they should be in the month of Ramadan, they should do work in the house and side by side, they should make sure they did 15 parts a day. Kaash ke hum apni zindagi mein woh din aa jaye. It must come into our zindagi too. You do not know the value of this Quran. If you only know the value of this Quran, my dear friends, you can have everything in the world, but if you lost your Quran, you lost everything. You lost everything. The hard work you underwent, the sacrifice the parents made, everything, the pain they underwent. If, oh, my mothers and sisters, this is my message to all the mothers and sisters and brothers. Please, your son has become a Quran, a Hafiz of Quran. Look after his Quran. Look after his Quran. Make sure he reads the Quran every day. Make sure. When he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up with the Quran. He sleeps in the morning, at night he sleeps with the Quran. Sad to say, but I have to say it too. Today, the worst thing that ever in this part, in this world we've got at the moment, the worst thing is the cell phone. The cell phone has crept into our lives to that extent, it has broken marriages. It has made people who have the Quran completely, now they don't know the Quran at all, because they haven't got the time to read the Quran. Shaitan has come in between, the nafs has come in between, that every time they want to read the Quran, they got a cell phone there. And they're busy with a cell phone and doing all the wrong things. So one side we're doing good things, ek taraf to hamare paas noor hai, aur dusri taraf naar hai. So it is not something which I'm saying, which it is very important. Please do not take it as a small thing. I'm begging you all, because my dear friends, I can see so many people have learned the Quran, they're coming to us and they're now, given an opportunity, now they're going to go back to the Quran Sharia. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah Ta'ala say the Quran, say, to you I've given people praises, and through you I've disgraced people too. O Allah, humari hifadat farma. You must not be from those people in disgrace. This Quran is the greatest ni'mat. If you only know how the great ni'mat it is, you'll always look after it. And the biggest thing is to follow the Quran. The biggest thing, when they say in the hadith is mentioned, that person gonna take so many people to Jannat, and so many people who wajib on them to go to Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will tell them, you can take your whole family, the same family of yours, you take to Jannat, very quickly, alhamdulillah, but remember, we have to follow the Quran. Until unless we don't follow the Quran, the effect of it will not take place. Everything has an effect. The effect is that you have to follow the Quran. The Quran says, keep away from riba. You have to keep away from that. The Quran says, be very good to parents. You must be very good to parents. Remember one thing, you are a hafiz of the Quran, but it's through your du'as of your mothers and fathers. You cannot make shukr to for the mothers and fathers who cried all the time and made you become a hafiz of the Quran. They spend this. They may have gone through some difficulty and hardship, but they made sure my son will become a hafiz of the Quran. Lincoln. You do not look at all those things. Today we have there's no such thing as respect for parents to it. No respect for parents to it. Well, they say, when you look at your mother's face with muhabbat and love, you get a sawab on hajj. More than that too. So just imagine today we have no respect for our parents too. So the Quran, if you got to you, that means you must respect the Quran for parents too. The Quran, it comes this month that you must make sure you keep away from all sins. The Quran says this month, okay, you know what? Do not say uff to your mother and father. Fazil Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, you heard of that busruk. I'm sure you've heard of that busruk. You know something, how he became Fazil Bustami Rahmatullah Ali? Our parents are not like that. They must be like him, then you see what happens. When he saw the father passed away in a very early age. The mother saw that my son is going in the street and playing food everywhere. She got worried. Which mother is worried about her son? When she sees today the child is playing with a cell phone, which is now not a cell phone, it's a drug. After that, you will come and tell me, Molana, my son is not drugged up in the cell phone. He's fighting with me. He cannot do without it too. And what is he? Hafiz the Quran. So he forgot his Quran. He looked at all those things. So it so happened by the Bustam Rahman saw that this child is now, I got no father. What must I do? She asked some people, said, good, send him to a madrasa. There was a buzluk there. So she took him there, but her father, there's a ustad, and told the ustad, I'm leaving my son by you here. You must not send him back home until unless he finishes his studies. And make sure that you make him become like Allah Wala. Then she said this much too, that he's got one habit, he wants to come home. Because he never left me any time. So make sure don't send him home. So he made wada. Now so happened after some time, he's thinking of his home now. The ustad, he goes to tell the ustad, I want to go home, please, he's crying. Now the ustad knows what to do now. The mother said, mustn't bring him. And now he wants to go. So he told her, the child, okay, I'm giving you so much sabak to learn. He thought, give him 4 or 5 pages to learn, he won't learn it. Difficult for him. He sat down, he learned it. Ustad got what is Allah Akbar, iskuke talab. When you got talab in you, you got sikh in you, then Allah opened the doors for everything for you. And then he learned the thing. He said, now what must I do? I made wada with the mother, I won't send him. But he said, okay, now you can go and see your mother. And he was worried too. But he went, when he went to her to see his mother, and he knocked at the door, the mother said, who is that? He said, Bayezid. Kon Bayezid hai? Main unko pehchanta nahi. I don't know him. A mother of that kind, who has so much love for the child. But she said, I don't know you. I don't know who Bayezid. Bayezid must become when it's after 4 years, 5 years, whatever, complete your thing. After 15 years, then you come to me. He was so happy when he was going. But when he left the place, he was crying. When he came back to Ustad, what happened? And he gave the whole story. But the end result was, the dua of the mother was that after some time, he became some of the greatest scholars of the time. He became Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullah, the whole world talking about it. So look at the sacrifice of mother and father. So we want sacrifice of mothers and fathers now. They're qualified, alhamdulillah, al-hafiz al-Quran. They must increase the knowledge now, but now take care of them. Make sure that they go on the right path. We must go on the right path, and they can go on the right path too. If they're not going to go the right path, then we're not going to go the right path. We have to take the responsibility. Ya ayyuhallazina qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. It's not that you only going to go to masjid and you don't take a child to masjid. Very important that when you go to masjid, you take your child to masjid too. Because it's very, very important. By the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at the age of 8, our mahol at home is not right there. Our mahol is not right. Our environment at home is not right. Before our environment was that kind, we had no darul nooms at all. Just 1-2 darul nooms, but the environment at home was like that kind. The tabi jamaat was at height. There's no environment at all, but what? The child wakes up taking the name of Allah. He's reading the Quran. The child goes to school, will come back from school, he's sitting down, the father asks, go to madrasa. Go to madrasa, will come back, the child has all his namazes. Sleeping time too, the mother goes to the child, reading the Quran. That was a daily life, way of life in the early days. That's why you find that was a difference in the life, where there was so much barakat in it, so much izzat in it. There was no such eat out at all. No eat out at all. The food that at home they should eat, it may be dry, but that food has so much of barakat in it. So this is what we are lacking today. What we are lacking, that we have to bring back our environment back home. Before the mothers and fathers, all before they sit down to eat too, they read one fazail amal, one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they should make the charity the thing. There's no hadith at all no more. Why? Because the father comes from work, the mother writes in the thing there, the food in the oven. The poor man, because first of all he's tired. He comes home, the food in the oven. If he goes and open the oven, then you go see the wife, she's busy with the cell phone. She's got her own cell phone there. They go see the other child, that child is also busy with the cell phone. Then what's going to happen in the end? Allah Almighty is father from her. We are gone to that extent, my dear friend. Don't take it as a light what I'm telling you. I'm saying, telling you what is happening in our society. Then you begin to say, my daughter ran away. Then you can say, my son ran away. You say, then you say this kind of thing. Remember, you are the answerable. Everyone will answer for this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh Allah, I say, oh those. Qu anfusakum, save yourself and the family from the fire. So you got a very great ni'mat. That ni'mat that you day and night make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, you can, it's too little. Too little. You can cry and cry and cry every day, Ya Allah, you gave me my son a very great ni'mat of the Quran. Oh Allah, let him follow the Quran. Oh Allah, let him follow the Quran. Oh Allah, he become an example of the Quran. He must become an example. He is not, must not be like the ordinary person. He walk in the street, a Hafiz Quran is walking. Ma Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib say, Hafiz Quran, wo to jannat lekar phir rahe hai. He's walking with jannat now. His lips must be moving all the time. In the Quran Sharif, he's walking with jannat. The only thing is waiting for the door of jannat to open. Where Allah Ta'ala says, now go into jannat and read the Quran. And wherever you stop, that is your jannat. Kaash kya man samajh mein aa jaye. If only we can understand what I'm saying to you all. The great ni'mat Allah has given us. The Quran is a great ni'mat. And they say, you know, when you have the Quran and you put it into a leather juzdan, fire never comes near it to us. Fire does not come near it at all. So that is al-kalamullah. So my dear friends, I'm so happy that mashallah, it's a very auspicious occasion. A very great occasion. You do not know the occasion, how great it is, how blessed it is, how sacred it is. Duas have been accepted in this place. But the dua is more that, oh Allah, keep the Quran right to the day of Qiyamah. Keep the, in the heart the Quran, that day of Qiyamah. That's what we want. Our sons, our children must read the Quran all the time. They can become whatever they want to become. MashaAllah, the very big thing is to now understand the Quran Sharif. One is to follow the Quran Sharif, listen, follow. One is to understand the Quran. Once you understand the Quran Sharif, and there's only one book that never gets stale. The more you read the Quran, the more fresh it becomes. Look at the Kamal of Quran, the person read the Quran. And remember, sometimes the person cannot read the Quran properly. He tries his level best, he cannot read. He must not read the Quran. He must open read the Quran. Because why? Allah Ta'ala looks at your heart. Allah Ta'ala, work hard to look at the Quran. But if you cannot read the Quran after working so hard, yet you cannot read the Quran, but do not close the Quran, still carry on learning the Quran. Read the Quran, look at the words. You're getting stuck. Never mind, you're getting stuck. You're getting stuck. Allah is looking at you. Because at that occasion, Allah said, I'm looking at the heart and not look at the person. So that person is very fortunate. He cannot read properly the Quran Sharif, but he's continued reading the Quran Sharif. He's very, very hard. The other person read Quran, far, mashallah, he's someone else. But this person is someone else too. Allah got something else for him too. You get double sabah for that. So that's why it reminds me of an incident of a buzruk, Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi. Habib Ajmi rahmatullah alayhi. Habib Ajmi was a foreigner. He was not an Arab, so he did not read properly. He could not read properly. And Hasan Basri was Arab, mashallah. And he, Habib Ajmi was his murid. So one day Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi coming past by, and he saw that Habib Ajmi was reading namaz at night. So he said, let me join this jamaat too. But when he joined the namaz, he said, oh, he's not reading Quran properly. He's not in Quran properly. You know, we got a habit. We take out four of people, they will come in Quran properly. So he said, he's not in Quran properly. So he went away. That night, he see Allah Ta'ala's dream. Hasan Basri is Allah Ta'ala's dream. He said, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, what is the means that can bring me more closest to you? He said, you lost it last night. You lost it last night. In other words, that person could not read properly because you just, your circumstances. But how close he was with Allah Ta'ala. So that person who you may be thinking is battling with the Quran, but he and Allah Ta'ala knows. I know so many people, bichara, they can't read, but they tell them, read. They are battling, but they still open the Quran and read. Quran. I say, Allah Ta'ala, you don't know how close these people come to you. So we must not look down at anyone. That person who is looking down at maybe most clear, most nearest to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Hifzul Quran is something which is a very great ni'mat. You cannot thank whole day and night. You can, and you must know for Surah Baqarah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave 300 dirham to buy just for Surah Baqarah. He slaughtered a camel worth 300 dirham for the whole Quran. How much amount you spend? So what a great ni'mat, but you don't appreciate it. And always hold the Quran with respect. Always hold the Quran with respect. Lot of respect, and must always show respect. Do not show it with the, do not carry it without wuzu. Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He saw one dream that in Nabi Karim something that go, there's a person passed him in a jungle going to perform a janaza. He said, who's going to go there? A lot of tigers and everything there. But again when the dream came, then he sent his people to go to perform the janaza. When he goes there, he see a woman sitting outside and she indicates a man passed away. They went brought perform the janaza, everything. Then they asked the woman, what deed you are doing that Rasulullah came in a dream to tell us put in perform the janazah? What is this? She said, no, we got one book there. We can't read that book. But every day we open and cry for 40 years, we cry, Ya Allah, everything this is haqqiya. Oh Allah, everything is haqqiya. Oh Allah, this is your word. We don't know more than that. So they went to see that the book. When they picked it up, the book couldn't be opened because of 40 years of tears. It was the Holy Quran. That was the Holy Quran. But just merely respecting the Quran and showing Allah, Ya Allah, this is haqq. And they made sure they tried to do everything good. The outcome was Nabi Karim from in a dream to perform the janazah namaz. If we follow the Quran every day, and how much follow every command of Allah Ta'ala, then what is he prepared for us? So let us become a better Muslim. Let us become a better person and hafiz the Quran, especially he must know who he is. Apne aap ko pehchano. Mahazal Muslim says, apne aap ko pehchano. You must recognize yourself, who you are. A doctor recognizes himself. Every person recognizes himself. You're a hafiz of Quran, you must recognize yourself. Who you are. Why Allah Ta'ala chose you. So many others not given opportunity. And the most important, respect for Ustad. Respect for parents, respect for Ustad. You can only get du'as, your Quran can remain with you, if you respect your Ustad and respect your parents. And the more you respect your Ustad, the more the Quran becomes more near dear to you. Allah Ta'ala hamdulillah. Isbal amal kanil tawfiq nasib farma. Wa akhul da'wa alhamdulillah.